Right Side Radio, News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. We are solid conservative, just plain right on this show. Time now, 4:25 p.m. Let me just go ahead and say, ZLA Solutions, if you are looking for a job right now, if you are looking to go back to work, or you want to find a new job for that matter, ZLA Solutions is one of the best at putting people back to work. They've got jobs posted all over Alabama right now. Good jobs. A lot of them with benefits. Go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. You'll find exactly what I'm talking about. But if you're an employer looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce, you need more employees, they can do that. They can do all the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, all of it. I'm just saying, ZLAUSA.com, that is their website. ZLA Solutions, that is who they are. Making things better, that is what they do. Go to ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. Hey, let me do this. Copper, you got clip four ready? You good to go on that? Yeah, thank you so much. She is on the ball. I want to do this. In the time I've got right now, I came across this clip. You know, a lot of people don't realize that school choice has actually been something that has reached huge bipartisan support, in part because minorities in this country have benefited greatly from the opportunity to expand their options for education, because an education is what very often lifts people out of poverty and disenfranchisement. Well, this young lady from Jacksonville, Florida, told her story, and I asked Copper to get a segment of it ready for me. And so in the time we have left, this is a little bit longer than I would normally play, but let's see if we can get all this in. Copper, go ahead and hit clip four.
I failed third grade twice. Fourth and fifth weren't much better. I lashed out by getting into fights with my classmates. D's and S filled my report card. I was going nowhere. I was just another black kid in the warehouse. But fortunately for me, my life changed the summer before sixth grade. I went to live with my godmother. She had one overriding thought: to get me into a better school. A good education, she knew, was the only way to get out of the hole I had dug myself into. She didn't have any more money than my family did, but she had a plan. That was worth a lot. She knew about another school, a private school. Using a tax credit scholarship, you can call it a voucher, she enrolled me at Esprit de Corps Center for Learning. Esprit demands excellence from its students. It teaches them to be warriors for knowledge and for good values. The teachers at Esprit were invested in my success. They took the time to figure out why learning was so difficult for me, and they tailored their instruction to my learning style. Sound elite? It is. Sound expensive? It's not. In fact, Esprit spends less money per student than the public school I had attended. Instead of dreading my classes, I began to look forward to them. Instead of fistfights, I began doing community service work. I even earned the National Police Athletic League's Girl of the Year Award in 2009. When it was time for me to apply to college, Esprit even helped me to research scholarships and apply for waivers so that I could take my college entrance test for free. On June 5th, 2010, I graduated from Esprit de Corps with honors, becoming the first member of my immediate family to earn a high school diploma, and eventually the first to earn a college degree, and then a master's. Without school choice, none of this would have been possible. Why is it so hard to grasp? Why are so many people so resistant to children and parents having a choice of schools? The system, especially for economically disadvantaged kids, is broken. I've seen it up close, and I've seen what happens when it works better, when there is choice. School choice allows parents who live in undervalued neighborhoods to pick the school that best works for their children. Of course, the opponents of school choice, the politicians, and the teachers' unions who profit off of keeping poor black kids trapped in the warehouse, say it takes money away from students who need it the most. But does anybody believe that money is the problem? Washington, D.C., for example, spends over $20,000 per student. We don't need any more money. We need more choice. Let's challenge public.
There you go. That's just it. We don't need more money thrown at education. We need more choice, because what she went on to say, and I'll just go ahead and say it for her, is that competition breeds excellence. You put the free market into schools, you'll see a change. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. More of that when we get back. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, by the way, I was over just this past weekend. I went over and ate at Just Love Coffee Cafe's Memorial Parkway location. And I had, by the way, I did the points thing. You know, I told you they've got a special right now, so I thought I'm going to do it, man. I'm going to see how this works. So I did. I literally got on my phone and I just typed in the word right side to where's that number? I just lost the number. Come on, Phil, find the number. I did. I typed the word right side to 87338. So they got a special right now, Right Side listeners. If you want to go to Just Love Coffee Cafe, either one of the locations in Madison or in Huntsville, type the word right side to 87338. You get a free drink with your meal. And so I went in and I had a womlet, which I love, by the way. That's my favorite, I think, over there, the womlet, which is like a super omelet cooked in a waffle iron. It's the lightest, fluffiest omelet I have ever had. But I had a womlet with a huge cappuccino, and that was just awesome. So yeah, listen, check it out. I'll tell you right now too, they had during the holiday season, they had all their holiday drinks. The holidays are over, but don't fear, like their baristas are given some local options to do things. And so like they've got Amanda's French Toast Latte, they've got white chocolate hazelnut, they've got caramel, cinnamon sugar, all coming together to form a creamy sweet latte. So that's one of their newest ones. You might want to check that out as I get up and go for the mornings or even on the afternoons. Check them out. Right Side Radio has got a points program. Check Right Side to 87338 at Just Love Coffee Cafe. Two locations, Hughes Road in Madison and South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. That's Hughes Road in Madison, South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville, Just Love Coffee Cafe. All right. Listen, school choice. There's a lot of stuff out there on school choice. I have more material than I have time today. Let me do this first. Let me touch on something that maybe would help shed some light on this, because there's some things that are coming this week, y'all. This week, you're going to see some new stuff happening in the state of Alabama's legislative processes about school choice. Big, big bill dropping in tomorrow. I talked to the bill sponsor, Senator Del Marsh, earlier today. He's going to get it out of committee right away. He believes he has the votes already lined up. This thing's going to move, and I hope it does, because by God, Republicans, you cannot sit around and say, this is a big deal. School choice is so important. And oh, by the way, Donald Trump, who you all claim to love, the top of the ticket for the Republican Party, literally came out and said that school choice is the civil rights issue of our lifetime. Direct quote. So there's different types of school choice. You heard about charter schools a while ago. Another one is called education savings accounts. The way that works is an ESA, or an education savings account. It's basically, it's a program that allows parents to withdraw their child from a public or charter school and get the funds that would have been paying for that public school, which in this case is usually around, I thought it was closer to $9,000, but I think that's including admin stuff. The child part itself, the actual education component, is about $6,250, I believe. All that to say, the funds travel with the child. They go into a government-authorized savings account. It's restricted, but it can be used where that child winds up. So let's say I'm just going to throw something out there. Let's say you're in a public school in the Huntsville area, but you want your child to be able to go to, name one. I'm just going to pick one, not that I tried, but like let's say Lincoln Village or Westminster. And so you choose for your child to go there because it's a private school. Or for that matter, you want them to cross over into another school district, but it takes a bit of doing to get there, and they're not zoned for that school. All said and done, education savings accounts allow your tax dollars to go with you. All right, the other one is called vouchers. Very similar, a little bit different. The voucher is something that typically goes, by the way, into private schools as well, all right? So let me say that I said ESAs were very often done for public and private. They're more often for public. School vouchers wind up going anywhere. Then you have education savings account tax credits, and those are where you can get a reimbursement for expenses. All said and done, these are things that allow the money to flow with the child. I didn't even get into things like magnet schools. We already covered charter schools. And then, of course, other parts of school choice includes homeschooling and that kind of thing. All right. All that stuff is out there. I've got a great story right here from National Review. National Review is not playing. A piece written in National Review focused in on Miami. The city of Miami, by the way, has something like 115 magnet schools serving 70,000 students, tens of thousands of other students in other district-created local options. They have such a diverse arrangement of education offerings down there in Miami that it's also considered to be an economic driver. In other words, businesses relocate there because they know that they can bring their business there and their employees will have options. You see what I'm saying? When Alabama is recruiting industry, we have the lowest property taxes in the nation. We have great politics. We have a number of economic incentive packages that they can apply for. We have great workforce. We have wonderful people. We have good communities. And our education ranks 50th in the nation. Don't think for a second that that doesn't play in when a new industry is considering whether or not to relocate to Alabama. They look at that kind of thing because they know what they're doing is they're setting it up a place where quality of life is there for their employees. Gone are the days that you just set up and you set up the mill towns and people just, you know, live and work for the man. No, we have a mobile society. They know their people will leave if they don't have a good, solid base in the community that makes people want to take up residence there and continue working for the plant. So, yeah. Education plays into your economy as much as anything. All right, all that to say, I got another great story that I pulled off of Fox. You know, Herschel Walker, Heisman Trophy winner, just an incredible individual, the more I've come to kind of study him a little bit, running for the U.S. Senate right now in Georgia against the wackadoodle Raphael Warnock. And I love the fact, too, that Herschel Walker is quick to talk about the challenges he had in life. He grew up in, a very hardworking but lower-class family in Georgia. And not only did he suffer from having, you know, the inability to pay to go to a different school, but he had a speech impediment. Apparently he had a very bad speech impediment as a kid, and it really held him back. He lived in fear, he says in this article I'm reading on Fox, about what people would say, his classmates might say or do if he spoke out in class. So he wouldn't do that. And his grades suffered as a result. He was doing very poorly in school. Now, Herschel Walker is an extremely driven individual. He made some changes in his own life. Like he would just sit in front of a mirror and practice words until he got them right. And he began to sort of gain his own confidence. And then he began to work out and began to excel in sports, which we all know him for. And he says in this article, with the help of God, his parents, teachers, and coaches, he went from having some of the worst grades to being one of Johnson County, Georgia's best students. That's huge. But what he does say, too, is that is not the case for many kids in America. And here's the quote. We need to invest directly in students. This means giving them a choice in their education. He goes on to point out the fact that America, the nation, America is ranked 27th in the world for education. We're 27th. And out of the 27th ranked education overall, we're 50th. We're last in Alabama. That's got to change. You can't keep doing the same thing over and over again expecting a different result. That's the definition of insanity. He quotes in the article, he has some stats. According to the American Federation for Children, 70% of all families want to be able to send their child to a private charter, virtual, or homeschool. They want to. Yet 82% of them are attending district-controlled schools and don't have any choice where they live. Folks, that's got to change. So the thing I want y'all to watch is what's going to happen in Alabama this week. Wednesday, unless something changes, Wednesday I plan to have State Senator Del Marsh. Del has been, I've known Del for years. Del has been the pro tem of the Alabama State Senate. He is one of the leading proponents of school choice. He is the one. If we have school choice in the state right now, it's largely because of his efforts. Well, he's bringing what he calls the mother of all school choice bills. The mother of all school choice bills. So let's do this. Copper, let's go ahead and take the break now. When we come back from this break, I'm going to tell you, as you're getting in the car to drive home for the day, I'm going to tell you about the mother of all school choice bills. that is coming to the Alabama legislature this week. And I'm hoping it comes out of committee by Wednesday and starts moving to the floor of the Senate for action. And we're going to see what Republicans do when they're faced with a real school choice bill, the mother of all school choice bills. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right, getting ready for that go-home time. We'll be ready. We'll be back in a minute. Bye. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, winding up the show for the day. Let me tell you, first of all, though, it has been cold this week and more cold weather is coming. If your heat or air is having a problem, I want you to know that one of our team members is prepared to help you out. That's Vandy's. It's Vandy's with a V. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. Serves Huntsville, Madison, all the surrounding areas. Vandy's, I call it your one-stop shop for HVAC repairs because they do both gas and electric. And, oh, by the way, this is the kicker for me. They're open 6 days a week. Yeah. So, like last Friday night when it was like 19 degrees, if your heat went out, you could still get somebody out there on Saturday. That's big doings. The guys at Vandy's, too, they pride themselves on not upselling you on things you don't need. And, in fact, they will give you a free estimate when they come out. They're an owner-operated, veteran-owned business. James Vandegrift, the guy that owns the company, is a veteran of Afghanistan, which means a lot to me personally as an Afghan vet myself. And after serving his country, James is now intent on serving his community with quality care, service, all of your HVAC needs. So listen, here's the deal. Bottom line, you heard it on Right Side Radio. If you need help with your HVAC, I encourage you to call Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning at 256-225-7311. That's 256-225-7311. Well, listen, by the way, I got to tell you, our advertisers, the ones who directly support this show, like Vandy's and ZLA and the others, they are on our website. So rightsideradio.org. If you ever find out like, oh, what was the phone number for Vandy's? I don't remember. Just go to rightsideradio.org. All of them have their logos scrolling across the screen. Just click on their logo. It takes you straight to their website. So you can find them that way, too. Just know. So here's the deal, folks. As you're getting in the cars and preparing to leave, I wanted you to hear this from me. What I understand is the bill is dropping in tomorrow. I've got a copy of the draft right here, and it's going, folks, this is going to be like a education earthquake, and we need this. I just signed off on having my name attached to a position paper from the Alabama Policy Institute saying this bill needs to pass. Senator Del Marsh from Anniston is filing what he calls the mother of all school choice bills. His House companion bill is being handled by Representative Charlotte Meadows, who's been on the show multiple times. What this bill does, they call the bill, the bill is called the Parents' Choice Act. Oh, I like the name already. The Parents' Choice Act. It's a bill that's going to allow for education savings accounts in which parents can retain, like, you know, a portion of their education tax dollars to spend on alternative schooling for their children, including private school or homeschool. So here's the bottom line, folks. All you homeschoolers that have been saying, well, we chose to keep our kids at home, even though, you know, we're still paying taxes like everybody else. Well, you can now take those tax dollars and use them to help fund that homeschooling. You can take your child out of a public school if you want to and move them to a private school using this education savings account. You can also move them across district lines to another school if that district is prepared to receive them. So here's the deal. If it becomes law and is fully implemented, the bill is going to provide state funding, about $6,500 the way it is right now, to any K-12 student, no matter their financial status, including those who are already enrolled in private schools and homeschools. This is huge. This is putting the free market into education. Can you imagine if your town only had one supermarket? Well, the cost of milk and bread would be whatever that supermarket wanted it to be because they knew they got you. You're not going anywhere. It's the only supermarket. Why should they worry? And then one day, another supermarket opens up down the road. Suddenly, there's a price war. Who benefits? The consumer. Picture schools being the same thing. Just because it's government doesn't mean you can't apply free market principles. Competition breeds excellence. And when suddenly the school that's been apathetic, rocking along, you know, doing what we do, got to work the bus line, got to do the thing, got the teachers union telling me not to worry, they got my benefits squared away. You know, I don't want to go to school. I want a sick out like they're doing in Birmingham. I got a sick out. I don't feel like coming tomorrow. You know, it's hard. And by the way, there's wonderful, wonderful teachers. I've got, my family's filled up with educators. My wife was a private school educator 15 years. My daughter-in-law was a public school educator right here in the Huntsville City Schools. So do not think for a second that I'm bashing them, because they got a hard job and they do good work, many of them. Many of them don't, but many of them do. I know that. But it does not matter. What I'm saying here is this. What matters is the kids. Those tax dollars are not there for the buildings. Those tax dollars are not there even for the teachers. Those tax dollars are there to educate the child. And if the school is not cutting it, or for that matter, if the parent just believes that what is best for the child is to go from A to B, or from B down to L, I don't care. That child or a child should go where the parent or legal guardian has judged in their best interest to go. And this bill right now will say, you know what? Level playing field. You want your child to go to private school? You want them to go to a Christian school? You can do that. You want your child to go to a another school in another district? You can do that. You want to homeschool for a year because you're tired of seeing critical race theory in your schools and you know it's there, because some of it is. Right now in Huntsville City Schools, they're denying the fact that they got a handbook out there that applauds this kind of thing. You're worried about social policies being inflicted on your children? Move them. Because this bill will give you a chance to let your tax dollars do what you believe is best for your kids. It's called the Parents' Choice Act. And I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to be hearing a lot about it on this show. I am not letting this go. I am not letting this go. And all the legislators that have this bill in front of them need to know from you. You need to call them. You need to call your state legislator and say, listen, I heard about this thing on Right Side Radio, this Parents' Choice Act, that school choice thing. We got to do that. We're 50th in the nation. Why would we keep doing the same thing over and over again? Apparently, we need to do something different. Maybe like Florida, we used to be low in the polls, and they did a lot of school choice opportunities, and now they're not. All right, folks, that's a full day. Man, oh, man. Copper, we had a lively one. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Copper and I back tomorrow at 2 p.m. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. You guys have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow.